Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we're talking law and order. Murfreesboro Police Chief Glenn Chrisman is with us today. Man, you all were busy the other day with all that snow and ice and everything.
I think they said we had 59 crashes between 6 a.m. and 10, and that was just in the city. The county was doing the same thing, THP, Metro Nashville. I think it just hit everybody kind of by surprise. Dropped in here, I think, between 6 and 7 o'clock, and you had the combination of rain and freezing rain and then had a little snow and ice on top of that, depending on where you were. So it made for an interesting morning, but as is the case, most of our drivers slowed down and tried to be as careful as they could, and for the ones that had some little roadway mishaps, thankfully we got those cleaned up fairly quickly.
And thank goodness we didn't have any serious injuries either.
Yeah, that's true. And I think most people, when the precipitation begins to create driving problems, they slow down. And if they're late, they're just late. But, things just happen so quickly at speed, any kind of speed, and particularly when you've got a road surface that's either got black ice or snow or ice on it. I know they blocked off several of the overpasses and the bridges just because I guess they were deceptive to people. It didn't, look like they were fairly normal or just wet. And then when they got on those elevated or bridges where they had cold air flowing underneath them, they just lost control.
And it seemed like it came on very quickly, too.
Very quick, very quick. Even the people that were working that morning, I don't think they really expected it to get as dangerous as quick as it did, and it was most of that happened within about an hour. All across the mid-state.
I was heading in, and I came in early that morning to avoid the traffic.
I heard you talking about that.
And as I left home, I think I was probably a half mile to a mile away, so it's not a big distance that I had traveled, and suddenly I couldn't see because my window had frozen. And the car had been inside overnight, so it didn't have ice on the window to start with. And within about a mile, I thought, whoa, I don't think I've seen something like this before.
Well, and then that precipitation is hitting the windshield, and even if you've defrosted the car or scraped the car, as you're traveling and that rain or ice is hitting the windshield, then it doesn't take long for it to overwhelm your defroster, and all of a sudden your wipers are trying to deal with ice, and they don't do that very well.
Well, our hat's off to the Murfreesboro Police Department, Sheriff's Office, Highway Patrol,
EMS,
all the emergency responders, fire and rescue. They did a phenomenal job. All of you did.
Well, very proud of them. And the unsung heroes in that a lot of times are the people that are sitting behind those telephones and those radios and those communication centers, because their phones are blowing up. And, what people don't understand a lot of times is that, particularly on 911 calls, and we at the Murfreesboro Public Safety Answering Point, that's at the police department, we get about 2,000 911 calls a month. And invariably, if you have a crash at a location, you'll have not one person call, but you may have 5 to 10 people call that report that. And that's good because, you want to make sure that those things get reported timely, particularly if you got an injury involved, so you can get help on the way as soon as you can. But somebody has to answer all those calls. And it gets really busy in there when you got a weather event or any kind of a major emergency going
on. Now, there was one point in this situation where you had so many calls, you were only able to work those with injuries. Is that correct?
And that happens a lot of times when you have icy road conditions and those kinds of things. And it's a kind of a twofold thing, because you overload your response capacity And the other morning when that happened here, I think they called in about 10 people just so they'd have some extra resources on hand to handle call for service kinds of demands. So having the resources to respond to the calls is one thing. Then the second piece of that is oftentimes as we are trying to move around in those conditions as well, particularly when it's a quick onset like that, we find ourselves in trouble and either slipping off the roadway or involved in something. And occasionally we'll be working a crash at a location and there'll be other crashes that will happen because of whatever the conditions are before we can either shut the roadway down or get the road salted or whatever we do to make it more safe. So sometimes that happens. It's rare. But in those situations where you do have something like that that happens and the police or the dispatcher say, we can't get to you right now. You know, if you have minor injury or minor property damage and no injury, then maybe the quickest thing to do, if your car is drivable and the damage is minor, exchange information with the other party, make sure you get insurance information, driver license information, and to the best of your ability, the vehicle identification information, and you can always report that to your insurance companies later, because most of those are just minor fender benders, bumper thumper kinds of things, and it's rare that that happens, but every now and then it does.
And sometimes when the roads are icy, it's really not anybody's fault. I mean, you start sliding, you can't stop.
Yeah.
I mean, it's brakes that doesn't do a thing.
Doesn't do a thing. In fact, that morning I was coming out to work and hit an icy patch myself on an upslope, and I wasn't going very fast. But the minute I tapped the brakes, it was kind of in free slide, you know, for just a little bit there. So it doesn't matter how much you've driven or how much you think you're under control. That ice changes things.
Well, we don't see ice that much, so we don't have a lot of experience.
No, we don't. It's interesting. We were in Colorado earlier, a week or so ago, connected with some business, and I happened to be at a police department there, and I was talking to the chief of police, and he said that they had had 60 inches of snow. This was just outside of Denver so far. But the interesting thing was he said that the biggest snow months for them, and he's about 30 miles outside of Denver, Colorado, he said the biggest snow months for them were March and April. So they were still looking for their big accumulation.
And we're thinking spring.
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously further south, further east, but anyway.
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to the daffodils and stuff like that.
Well, I noticed in the paper yesterday they had some photographs of some daffodils frozen with ice. So I hope most of them survive that cold snap. But we probably still got a little winter left.
Yeah.
Still early.
You know, you just get excited when you hit these, like today's high, I think it's going to be in the 50s, and tomorrow, same, and I think Friday maybe up to 60. So everybody's
good.
Thinking spring.
They are.
As we start looking at the change in season, does that change some of the crime habits, or is a criminal no matter what the weather is?
Well, I think they are no matter what the weather is, but I think when it warms, you see a couple of things happen. I think people kind of come out of their winter hibernation a little bit. They get out and they start traveling around, moving around more. Invariably in the spring, you always see people that will begin to move around and go into the neighborhoods, and they'll want to offer repair services, fix-up services, those kinds of things for people that need roofing repairs or driveway repairs or gutters repaired, whatever it is. So you see some of that kind of spark up, and it's way early in the year for this yet, but when you really see that first snap of warm weather, typically you start seeing people get out, and you see more, I guess early in the spring, typically you see more crashes that are related to speed, and, you know, people just kind of, I guess, coming out of hibernation, so to speak, particularly when it turns really, really warm. But so far, I think we've had a good start to the year. Unfortunately, we've had some homicides that started it off. We have made arrests in the homicides at Walmart.
The two Walmarts.
One in custody. I noticed there was a bond increase yesterday, I think, on him, or a bond that was set.
What was the thinking behind that homicide? I mean, it just
was
a surprise.
I don't know that we know all of that story yet. I believe it's safe to say that it was all kind of based around some kind of criminal activity between the parties that were involved. And I think more of that will come out as we move further into that investigation and as it goes into the prosecution phase. But I think it's safe to say that there was criminal activity that was involved between the parties that probably led to those murders. And as we say, we do have one in custody here, one that's in custody in Chicago, I believe, still awaiting extradition. Hopefully that will happen sooner rather than later. The investigation into the death over on Bradyville Pike that we believe is a homicide is ongoing, and our investigators are working diligently on those.
Is that something that people who may have information could help you with?
Always. In this situation, there was a young man who was found deceased at, on Bradyville Pike over in the apartments there. And certainly any time you have information about any of those things or other criminal activity, criminal violations, there's two or three ways that you can report that. Criminal investigations for Murfreesboro Police is at 893-2717. That's the CID office, 893-2717. You can always call Crime Stoppers, 893-STOP. Or 893-7867. That's what that acronym equates to. So 893-STOP, 893-7867 between 8 and 4:30 Monday through Friday, and somebody would be glad to take your information and forward that on to investigators. But, Bart, as you say, the role of the public, the role of our citizens as the eyes and ears of our community that see things and report things is critical not only to the investigation of crime, but to the administration of justice, frankly. I mean, our citizens are the ones that sit on our juries. They're the ones that populate the grand jury. And they're the people that report things that are suspicious or look out of the ordinary to the police. And you never know what that one little thing is that somebody saw or heard or can contribute to an investigation that makes a big difference. So always call if you see something or hear something. A lot of people will say, well, I didn't think that amounted to anything. I didn't think that was important. I hated to bother you with that. Trust me, you're not bothering us. That may be the piece that we're looking for that we don't have yet.
So 893-STOP.
For Crime Stoppers, 893-7867. Call at any time. And certainly, as I tell our callers with regularity when we're on the air here, you may not want to call detectives. You may not want to call Crime Stoppers. If you want to call me, 849-2673 is my office number, 849-2673. And there's if I happen not to be there, you can leave a voicemail. There are a number of people that will be glad to assist you and either forward that call or take a message or let you leave a voice message, and I'll be glad to call you back.
Very good. So if you have any information on the possible homicide over on Bradyville Pike, call the Murfreesboro Police Department. While we're talking about the Murfreesboro Police Department, how is progress on the new facility over on Highland Avenue?
Well, the council several weeks ago awarded the contract to an architectural company out of Nashville, Ken and Calhoun Workshop. They are the group that worked to help design and build the Franklin Police Building. Done some good bit of work on other projects similar to that around the Middle Tennessee and Nashville area. We also included in that one of their contractors or subcontractors on the project is McLaren, Wilson, and Lowry. They helped design the Franklin Building, helped design the TBI headquarters building in Nashville, and have constructed 263 police or public safety facilities across America during the course of their business operations. Probably one of the finest public safety construction consultants in the country. They've been there and done that. They know what it takes to put a great facility together. And so where we are now, we are got a little bit of work left to do to finalize the contractual agreement between the city and those individuals. We hope to begin what we would call the programming phase sometime over in April, and that will give us a chance to sit down with those folks and really take a more comprehensive view toward how we will reprogram the property at 1004 Highland. We'll follow that up with what they call a design workshop, a design phase to begin designing how that renovation will proceed. I think the hope is that by the end of the year they'd have a bid package ready that could be bid for contractors to actually do the work, and then be able to start the work sometime over in 2015. It's probably an 18-month, two-year process. And what we were doing last week, we were able to look at a number of different projects that McLaren, Wilson, and Lowry had built. We looked at two in just outside of San Diego. We looked at one in Salt Lake City, a brand-new facility, and looked at one just outside of Denver. And those all had elements that we will want to incorporate into our building, and that it may have to be scaled a little bit. Salt Lake, for instance, has a huge facility that they've just built, and we don't need all of those amenities, but some of the things we saw there will be useful as we begin to design the building. So we're moving, I won't say slowly, but we're moving deliberately towards that. It's a big investment. It will be a large facility. It should provide police headquarters facilities for the city of Murfreesboro for the next 30 years. And we think, as we said before, that as we move through it, we'll be able to save our taxpayers a lot of money here, and at the same time be able to come up with a facility when we're finished. It'll be state-of-the-art. It'll have all the facilities and amenities that our citizens will need and our officers will need, and do that at a savings to our taxpayers. So,
will this new facility reincorporate some of the things you had in the past, like holding cells for persons who've been brought in for drunk charges, things of that sort? Will it have a place for traffic court, anything like that?
We won't have traffic court there. Obviously, we have a court facility inside City Hall, which is more centrally located, and for now at least that will stay there. The holding facility that was actually built into the police station next door hasn't been used in years and years and years. If you have any kind of detention facilities, holding facilities, anything like that, as the sheriff can tell you very quickly, there is a tremendous set of regulatory guidelines that you have to be in compliance with. So we don't do that. The sheriff's department holds all of our prisoners, books all of our prisoners, and obviously in the booking phase and in the holding phase, if they're incarcerated because they can't make bond. We will have interview and interrogation rooms and victim interview rooms and all of those kinds of things built in, but no holding cells or anything like that are planned.
And so starting with the new year, that's probably when the planning will be finished and actual work will begin.
The new year 2015, that's what our hope is. Got a lot of work to do this year.
Looking forward to following the progress. This is an exciting point for Murfreesboro Police.
It is. Building we've been in served us well. It's 40 years old, and I came to work for the city about 2 years after that building was built, 3 years, I guess, depending on how you want to look at it. And at that time, it was state-of-the-art. We had 50 police officers. Now we have 229. And about another 100 civilian employees, and we've just outgrown it and outgrown these other buildings that are adjacent to it. And time for us to move into a modern facility that'll bring a lot of those amenities that our community expects in the way of service provision. And that'll be a big boost forward as we move ahead. Thankful to our citizens for their support. Thankful to our mayor and council for their support of the project, and to our management staff. And I give hats off to Rob Lyons and Jim Crumley and Shannon Logan and that staff, because early on they recognized the potential for the property at 1004 North Island as a way to reuse a building that was sitting vacant, and at the same time do that in such a way that it would be professionally done, state-of-the-art facility for police, and do that and save our taxpayers money. That's a win-win.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons that not only is Murfreesboro on the cutting edge, but we are ahead of so many others around us, and our hats off to everybody.
Yes, sir.
Tell you what let's do. Let's pause and check on the traffic and weather, and when we come back, we'll be in the segment where you can call in. I mean, it's your show. So if you have a question dealing with law and order in the city of Murfreesboro, Murfreesboro Police Chief Glenn Chrisman's our guest this morning, and phone lines are there open now, 893-1450, 893-1450. We'll be right back.
Much deeper within, through the way things appear.
hear WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
At Music World and Drummer's Den, we have a great tech guy for your guitar repairs, amp repairs, and those guitar setups that are so critical. At Music World and Drummer's Den, we match internet prices on major items, come in and actually feel and touch the instruments, and make sure that that's exactly what you want, and really be comfortable before you make a purchase. This is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den, South Church, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across from Toots.
Do you like antique designs? See our collection of Gordon Clark.
I'm Greg Tidwell.
And I'm Lisa Halliburton. Bell Jewelers welcomes you. Reset your diamond into a timeless piece from Gordon Clark.
Bell Jewelers is Murfreesboro's most trusted jewelry store for 134 years. If Bell says it's so, it's so.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across from Toots.
Hello, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurant, a family restaurant tradition for four generations, now in our 24th year, serving our most popular menu item, great-tasting oven-baked chicken soup. Back in 1989, when my mom and dad were planning Demas's, they debated whether baked chicken soup should even be on the menu. Both agreed that it was a good item, but they weren't sure it would be accepted. Because my dad and his sisters had eaten it all of their lives, especially when anybody had a bad cold, they decided to risk it. They did it, and now I can say the rest is history. We made over 65,000 gallons last year and make more every day. We sell it by the cup, bowl, quart, or gallon. You can even freeze it for shipping or to save it for a later date. Give yourself a treat today. Baked chicken soup. Buy it in the store or get it to go. Demas's Restaurant in Murfreesboro, Lebanon, downtown Nashville, and Hendersonville. Get your chicken soup today.
Play it again, sports!
Your baseball and softball headquarters.
Whether it's bats, gloves, pants, or training aids, we've got a great selection to get you on the diamond this summer. Name brands like Easton, Louisville, Slugger, and Worth. But at Played Against Sports Prices, we're on Thompson Lane.
Good morning once again. Looking good in Murfreesboro. I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 Medical Center Parkway. All looking good. We've got a bit of congestion building on I-24 westbound as you make your way into downtown. Hickory Owl Parkway, Bell Road area with some slowdown for us already this morning. It's time to get results with your website. No matter how big or small your business is, you need Lion Zone to help with design and drive traffic to your website. Call Lion Zone at 615-353-0402 or just go online to lionzone.com. Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Skies will become mostly sunny this afternoon with a high near 50 degrees and northeast winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 33. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 30.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Have a hot, delicious cookie with us? Love to do some banking business with you. First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Mercury Boulevard, next to TSC. Member FDIC.
We're loud. We're proud. We're blue. WGNS AM and FM. Your home for the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders.
To run out of the doubt that fills my mind. The sun.
Happy birthday. Greetings going out today to Tammy Myers. Tammy won the birthday cake from Junior's Foodland. Happy birthday, Tammy Myers. And Donna Loggins, the secretary at First Baptist Church over on East Main, is our WGNS Good Neighbor of the Day. And Donna Loggins receives flowers from Lions Flowers and Gifts as our good neighbor. I'll bet you know a good neighbor. Let us know who they are. Send us their name, address, and phone number, and tell us why they should be the good neighbor of the day. Well, we're in the segment now where we take your calls. This is your show. If you want to talk with Murfreesboro Police Chief Glenn Chrisman, the number to call is 893-1450, 893-1450, and let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on the air with Chief Chrisman. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
Chief, I was listening to the segment, and thank you for your service, by the way. But I was wondering, how are you saving tax dollars when we're spending tax dollars to build it? I just wasn't sure about that.
Well, if you look at a facility the size of the one that we will be moving into, conservative estimates have suggested that a new building at that cost or at that size would be somewhere between $30 and $50 million. We were able to purchase that building for just under $5 million, and we believe the renovation costs for that will be somewhere between $20 and $25. We're not sure exactly. We'll have to work through that. But certainly, if you look at a new building of similar size and similar amenities at $50 million, if we can realize that building for 25 to 30 or even less, then that's a significant savings over new construction. Not only that, but it gives us an opportunity to reclaim a building that has been vacant since the medical clinic moved out of it. So that's where the cost savings piece come in. Obviously, there are a lot of other benefits to having a facility like that located in the center of our city next to a you know, an inner city neighborhood. As well as some of the other things that will be going on those properties that the hospital vacated, and MTSU, I think, has bought that and will be redoing some of that infrastructure over there. So there's a lot of benefits, I think, that will come out of it. That's where the savings are projected from.
It reminds me a lot of, like, when my wife goes out shopping and she comes home and tells me she saved a bunch of money, but then really she spent a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. I agree that we need it, and there are a lot of benefits to it. It's just, that's why I wanted to clear that up.
Well, and I appreciate the question. You know, one of the things that we deal with is, as we say, this building that we're in was built 40 years ago. Some of the other space that we're in is older than that. And there comes a time when, whether it's a hospital facility or a university campus or a government building for law enforcement purposes, that you have to move up, you have to expand, you have to move into more contemporary space with the facilities and amenities that a growing community needs. And so to do that and do it in an efficient and cost-effective way for our taxpayers, I think, is what we're all looking for.
And I think if you look at this as a business, if you had in your office, if you had to space your office, this office was 5 miles from that office, and you had another group of people that were working 3 miles away, that would be a little difficult to communicate, and so this is enabling you to put everybody back together again.
It is. Thanks for your call. We appreciate that.
893-1450 is our number. If you have a question or a comment this morning dealing with law and order here in the city of Murfreesboro, give us a call. 893-1450. Murfreesboro Police Chief Glenn Grisman is our guest this morning, and we're talking about the Murfreesboro Police Department. As you look at some of the crime statistics, and I know some have been released recently, what are your thoughts? Are you proud of some of the numbers you're seeing? Is there area for improvement? What areas need to be improved?
Well, I think there's always areas for improvement. You know, we look at the crime statistics that we release to the public every year in terms of the major eight categories. We call them the Part 1 crimes. That's murder, rape, robbery, assault, burglary, larceny, motor vehicle theft, and arson. That's the eight most serious crimes, and certainly that's just a snapshot kind of. There's a whole lot of other misdemeanor offenses that are committed. But this past year, we had reductions in all of those with the exception of two categories. So I think as population continues to grow and you have higher numbers of people that are in the city living here, and coming in here for business purposes and for education purposes, and you have higher traffic volumes on the roadways, then anytime we can report decreases, annual decreases, I think that's a good thing. It'd be great for us if we didn't have to report any. But I think we're proud of the fact that we saw some decreases in some of our property crimes this year. We had decreases in burglaries. We had decreases in all of the violent crime categories. And I think that gets back to a couple of things that certainly our police officers are working hard every day. They're working hard to prevent crimes through visibility, through neighborhood patrols, through investigative traffic stops, and a lot of people don't think about that often. We've talked about it, you know, over the years on the show. One of the best things that the police can do in terms of overall just good law enforcement is to have an active traffic enforcement program, because if you stop a car that you believe is speeding or that may be driving under the influence, or they've run through a red light, or they've disregarded a signal, or they're following too close or whatever, then that gives you a chance to request the driver license of that operator. State law requires that you be able to demonstrate proof of insurance when requested by a law enforcement officer. You also have to be able to produce your registration and any other types of things that are connected to that vehicle operation. It gives us a chance to check to see if that license plate is stolen. And so there's a lot of just good basic policing that happens on a traffic stop. Through some of the automated networks that we have now, particularly a link back to the sheriff's department, it gives us an opportunity very quickly to check and see if somebody may have some warrants that are outstanding. And so you'd be surprised how often a routine traffic stop, if there is such a thing, turns into an arrest for an outstanding warrant for burglary, robbery, domestic violence, whatever it is, violation of probation. There are a lot of those. But those become very effective crime prevention tools. Last year in Murfreesboro, as has been the case for several years before, we end up writing as many warning tickets, if not more, than we write real citations. And I think that's a combination of a couple of things. Number one, the police officers are compassionate. You know, they don't want to stop a car and write somebody five violations for one observed driving issue. And so they issue warning tickets a lot. But at the same time that they're stopping those cars, they're providing good, solid policing that heads us in other directions. And I think that's a great thing. I think the work that the community does to protect their homes, protect themselves, protect their belongings and those kinds of things, and working with police, whether it's neighborhood watch, cooperation with the police when they have investigations that are ongoing, all of those things work together to try to make our community a safer place to be. And as we said earlier, then when people see something or if they observe something that's suspicious, they call us and tell us, and that helps us solve investigations, hold people accountable for criminal violations, and ultimately makes our neighborhoods and our city a safer place to be. So, we'd be happy if there were no reports. We'd be happy if there was a 50% reduction in reports of crime to the police. But the numbers that we report and have reported for the last several years show steady declines in the Part 1 crimes, the more serious crimes reported to the police, and we're thankful for that, and we keep working at it.
Well, let's take another call here. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450, and you're on WGNS with Chief Glenn Crispin. How are you today?
Good morning.
Hello?
Hello.
Good morning.
I had one question, and say something else after. Is T-Dot got the route in time soon that's going to be where the bridge is going to be at? Do you know of?
I'm not sure I understood your question, sir.
Where they're going to put the bridge over Broad Street there.
Yes, sir.
I just wondered if they are working on a plan or something where the people coming off the interstate to go around that.
I think from the early information that I've seen from some of the news releases that they've put out, the plan, I think, is to leave two lanes of traffic open in each direction as that construction begins. So you'd have two lanes in every direction moving down Broad Street and across Old Fort Parkway, as I understand it. Now, the better thing that I could suggest is, and I don't know if you have access to the Internet or not, but if you look at the TDOT website, you can actually go in and find out up-to-date information about where that project stands. And if you want to do this, they actually have a mechanism in there where you can sign up for alerts and progress updates on that project and it'll send that to you in your email regularly. But from my knowledge, where they are right now, I think they've done their property acquisition. Most of the design work has been done. The contractor has been selected. I believe they are moving forward to try and begin that process. And from what I understand, the plan, the preliminary plan, is to leave two lanes of traffic in each direction around that intersection as they begin it. And one of the things that they'll be doing is, I'm sure, encouraging people to bypass that intersection during that construction process as much as possible.
I had a question. I just want to say something about the red lights. People's calling in all the time about them.
Mm-hmm.
I think about 5 years ago, I guess it was, I got a red light ticket in Smyrna, and it would have cost me $190 if I hadn't went to school all day on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have, I could have, I wouldn't have gotten a ticket if it, then, because I was under the light when it turned red.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go over that orange on that line, I mean, you don't have to. But I just want to say, a lot of people will think that's $50, and mine would have been $190. Thank you a lot.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. And it's a good point he brings up. I mean, a moving violation issued by a police officer is significantly more money. And it does go in your driver history. So.
And, of course, that's the policeman's saying you were at such and such place. And the other one is a camera has your picture, so yeah. There's no question.
And again, you know, what we all want is to get people to slow up.
Oh, that's what it's
stop
about.
Stop at those signs so that hopefully they don't get hurt or hurt anybody else.
It's hard to say don't be in such a hurry, but if you could slow down and give yourself some time. You wouldn't have these problems.
Well, and that's true for the ice we had on Monday, too.
That's right.
if you know you're going to be late, just slow up and enjoy the ride.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Chief Glenn Crisman. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Well, I'm getting there.
Good.
But listen, I was still, you know, I had called. It's been about 2 or 3 years ago when I talked to you.
Uh-huh.
And about the left light, you know, right there from the Discovery Center. Mm-hmm. You know, the left turn. I was asking, why don't they put a left turn signal for the ones that's making a left coming down Manny Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
And you said I'll check into that. I know it hasn't been done yet, and I'm not saying you're all not good policemen, because you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering about that. And then why, you know, I know the sheriff, I guess it's a different story about that. When they lock the children up in jail and they have to go to probation and things like that, because it is a lot of crimes going on today, you know, and everything. And I was calling about that, and why did they have to pay, you know, why did they charge them when they're in jail and pay child support when they don't even have a job themselves? How can they do that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that, you know, and then we got none. You ain't got to worry about a neighborhood watchman over here, because I got one right next door near to me. Because he sees everything.
Good.
You know, he really does, you know, and everything. And if I see something that looks strange or whatever, then, you know, if I think, I'll go and check on them and see if they're okay, if they sleep in the car, because they could be sick or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, like I said, if we do have a good police department here and stuff, you know, we really do. But anyway, I just wish they would go and put that left turn signal up. You know, for people that's coming off of Broad Street,
mm-hmm.
right there. We got to wait on all the traffic. You know, we missing our lights. You know, we missing, you know, and then the light then changed again, and we got to wait.
So you're going southeast on Broad, turning left to Manny, right there at Discovery House.
Right across the street.
Okay, and that's where you'd like to see an arrow would be, right there at that intersection.
Yeah, right there, because that is really needed. It really is.
I will talk to engineering again today about that. I'll say two things, and I'm not shooting, I'm not passing the buck, but this is the reality of it. That is a Broad Street is U.S. Highway 41. It's a state road, so anything we do with traffic signals,
right.
We have to do with the State Department of Transportation, and so that factors into it, as well as the people that work with them from our department.
Mm-hmm.
I'll check on that again and see.
I appreciate it. Like I said, because it is, I mean, I'd be saying, turn, I'd be glad this darn light changed. You know, I say, well, I wish they put a light, you know, left turn signal up there, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff like that.
Because there is a turn lane in there.
Huh?
There is a turn lane there, as I recall.
Well, it's a turning lane, but it
but
don't
there's
have
no
a
arrow.
Left turning lane.
Okay. All
you
right.
know, and stuff.
Well, I'll pass that on to engineering and make sure that they're aware of the concern and see if there's anything that they can do to help with that. As far as the people incarcerated in jail that may have child support or other kinds of things, I'm not really sure whether there's any relief for that at all. That probably is something that's more a province of the courts. Or, you know, whatever kind of arrangements that have been worked out between attorneys and the courts and this and that and the other, whether they're on probation or whether they've got child support payments to make. Certainly I understand the situation where you got people that are locked up and they can't generate money to pay those things. But at the end of the day, all of that has to be factored into how their cases are handled through the courts and what their fines or costs are and what the expectations, I think, of the court are as far as their ability to pay those things. But I know that's an issue.
Thank you for calling, too. Our number is 893-1450. We're going to check on the weather, and we'll be back and take some more calls.
Hear Financial Coaching Radio with local certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Weekdays 4 to 5 on WGNS, Rutherford County's place to talk.
At the Salvation Army Family Store, you can get bargain prices on clothes, furniture, household goods, electronics, and more. Find special savings on furniture, which is discounted 10% every 10 days it's on the floor. Keep it local. Donate here. Everything donated in Rutherford County stays in Rutherford County. The Salvation Army Family Store, where your purchases always help us help others. The Salvation Army Family Store is at 125 South Front Street across from Captain D's on Broad. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m.
WeatherEye.
Skies will become mostly sunny this afternoon with a high near 50 degrees, northeast winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 33. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 30.
That update brought to you by Account Temps, providing businesses flexible staffing solutions for all their accounting and finance workload needs. Learn more at accounttemps.com/flexible staffing. A Robert Half Company.
Stay ahead of severe weather. Get breaking news and local sports scores first. This is Jenny Williams at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna. We sponsor text alerts from WGNSradio.com. Look for the sign-up link on the homepage. It's a free service.
Turn your fingers into a microphone and talk back. WGNSradio.com is Rutherford County's online source for what matters to you. WGNSradio.com.
Murfreesboro Police Chief Glenn Chrisman is our guest this morning. We have time for maybe one more call. And let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS with Chief Chrisman. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello there.
Good
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, how are y'all?
Doing great.
Doing good. How about you this morning?
Good. Just a little while ago, Chief, I think I heard you say something about all this bad weather and everything, and people going to have repairs and doing things and coming out of winter. You would know who I am if you could see me. My painter has just stumbled. We come up on this all the time. I'm in the remodeling business, and my painter helps with that golf tournament that you help us with every year.
Outstanding.
Out there in Stonecrest, and he just stumbled on a situation. This is to people who have parents, elderly parents. You got to watch over them. All these scams that are going around, it's astronomical what's mm-hmm. going on. He just stumbled on something this week. Elderly lady, all her kids live out of the state. She has had a man come in her house and do work. He's been there 2.5 months. Nobody checked on anything. You know, it's a deal that he was recommended by a friend, said he went to church with him and all this, and that's all, you know, that's another story. This man has taken this lady for thousands of dollars. Everything he's done is wrong. He actually put in a shower he tiled the shower and didn't put in the plumbing.
Hmm.
And she is out thousands and thousands of dollars. And we're going to try to help her. The painter has, he's called me, and we're going to try to get me and my subs and try to help the lady. But this is just going on with these roof repairs. They're going to come by and tell you to, you know, you need roofs, you need gutters, you need this, you need that. And you got to just keep an eye on, especially if you got elderly parents, and for anybody, really. And check them out. It's easy, you know. Ask for license, ask for insurance, ask for a supplier, their bank, something. But it's really bad, and I hear it's worse and worse every day. But we got this lady out, and she's really had a bad experience.
I appreciate your call, and I appreciate what you're trying to do to help her. And that's great advice from someone who knows from dealing with those individuals. And certainly we see the same thing with fraudulent police reports. So if there's a doubt, check them. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Very good. Thank you for calling, and thank you for
that
alert.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
I tell you, that we're about to enter the time of the year where that's going to be rampant. People will be coming in asking to do work on your driveway, your roof, things like that. Check the people out. If, you know, shop local and shop with the people who have a good, strong reputation.
And there's nothing wrong. When people come by, I'm sure there's some reputable, reliable contractors and people that are looking to do business. Get a name, say, give me your price, and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, and check the Better Business
Bureau.
Check
them out.
Very good. Our Murfreesboro Police Chief Glenn Chrisman visiting with us this morning. Glenn, thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Bart.
Next time we see you, I hope the daffodils are blooming.
We'll keep a good thought.
Have a great day.
You too.
Stay with us. Much more to come. Truman's next on WGNS Murfreesboro. Then tomorrow, we're talking lawns and gardens. And we're ready for those daffodils.
Someone must stand up for